there, you are listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts and OSU Small Farms Program shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We're illuminating our collective mission of conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley.
I'm your host, Heath Kerstead, Communications and Education Specialist with the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. Today, I'll be chatting with Ricky Heath, who is an environmental educator with the Oregon Forest Resources Institute. I first met Ricky through the Oregon Envirothon, which is a high school competition we'll talk more about during today's program. It turns out that Envirothon is just one of many resources that OFRI provides to further its mission of supporting the forest sector and stewardship of natural resources by advancing Oregonians' understanding of the social, environmental, and economic benefits of our forests. Hi, Ricky. Thanks for agreeing to talk with me today.
Thanks, Heath. Happy to be here.
Good. Since I started my position at Marion SWCD, I've been enjoying partnering with you, and I'd love for you to talk about your background and how you ended up in your current role at Oregon Forest Resources Institute.
It all started when I was in high school, and I took a class from Sisters High School called the Interdisciplinary Environmental Expedition class. And this class combined science, literacy, and outdoor recreation to help give us a sense of place and stewardship of the land around us. I was really excited about this class because in the fall, they actually take you up into the Three Sisters Wilderness to go backpacking and walk upon Hayden Glacier, which is right off of Middle Sister, and learn about the geology that's happening there and how the glaciers are receding and all the ecosystems that surround those mountains, while reading local books by authors that have also experienced those areas. And then in the springtime, we got to follow that same glacier water that our town depends on down through the town and onto the Deschutes River, where we took rafts and rafted down for 3 days and learned about how water resources are divvied up. This really gave me a sense of stewardship. And from then on, I knew I wanted to be an educator and help pass that on to the youth.
I also was inspired by field trip classes that I took, but I had to wait until I was in community college before I took those classes, but they definitely changed my life.
It was an amazing class, and you actually take it as a junior, and then the next year you get to come back as a few people are selected as a senior leader to help lead the junior trips. So it was really influential for my life and really helped solidify that I wanted to be an educator.
What a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. And so after that, I went to college, studied to be an educator, and started my teaching career actually in elementary PE. And every summer between those school years, I would lead a Youth Conservation Corps crew. So this is YCC with the Deschutes National Forest in Central Oregon. And I would take 5 to 7 high school students out into the forest, and we do all kinds of projects for the Forest Service, from stacking slash to pulling noxious weeds, building fences, tearing down fences, painting signs, you name it, we did it. And this really helped me solidify that I love stewardship with youth, because getting out there and using your hands and working together just builds a sense of pride in them and yourself to know that you're doing something great for the earth and also for yourself, that you have that manual labor and power to get the job done. After I did that, I decided I should get my master's in education with a focus on environmental education, because I knew that that was the path I wanted to take. And in 2015, I was lucky enough to join the Oregon Forest Resources Institute team. We call ourselves OFRI, and I get to be the environmental educator, which means I help get to bring students and teachers out to the forest and learn more about them.
Could you tell us more about OFRI and what kind of organization it is and how it's funded?
Yeah, OFRI is a small state agency, and we were created by the Oregon Legislature in 1991. And since nearly half of Oregon is covered by forest land, they thought that we needed to have an agency that would support the forest sector and the stewardship of the natural resources. And how we do this is by trying to help Oregonians understand the social, environmental, and economic benefits of our forest. Basically, we want everyone to learn more about the forest because it's a natural resource that Oregon relies and depends on. We are governed by a board of directors, which are appointed by the state forester. And our funding comes from a portion of the forest products harvest tax. Like I said, we're a small state agency and we have 9 full-time staff members that are dedicated to providing this education for all of Oregon.
So what different kinds of resources does OFRI provide and how does your work fit within that bigger picture?
Yeah, so OFRI is kind of broken down into 3 main programs. We have our public education program, we have our landowner education program, and our K-12 education program. I fit in with the K-12 education program, which we're dedicated to trying to help all students have an opportunity to learn more about the forest. We call it forest literacy. In this program, we do things like provide curriculum, classroom materials. We offer workshops for teachers to learn how to bring that into their classroom and opportunities for students to take field trips out into the forest. Our team consists of just 2 of us, myself and the director of K-12 education, Nori. And between us and all of our partners, we try to reach as many students as we can across Oregon. Last year, we reached almost 70,000 students. But within our K-12 program, we have kind of some major partners that we help fund to help provide these services. So first, I want to talk about Oregon Natural Resources Education Program. We call it ONREP, and it's housed at OSU. This is kind of like a train the teacher program. ONREP provides workshops that follow environmental education curriculums, such as Project Wet, Project Wild, and Project Learning Tree. And this just really gives them the tools to bring that natural resource conversation into their classroom. And they're all free workshops, so the teachers can access those materials. Another major program that we have is Talk About Trees. So we fund the Talk About Trees program. And this is a fun classroom program where a facilitator gets to come into a classroom and teach about forests and forestry. And it's offered for anybody in kindergarten through 8th grade. And this is a very popular program because the teacher gets to have a facilitator come in for free and teach their class for an hour or two. So they really love that program and it's very popular amongst all the classrooms.
Let me ask you something about that. Is it volunteers that do the teaching?
No, they are paid, and which is why we help fund that program so that those facilitators can get paid, but the teachers get it all for free.
Nice.
And then another major program that we try to support as much as we can is professional development for high school teachers that are teaching career and technical education about natural resources and forestry. Every year we put on a conference that gives them the new research and what's happening in forest sector and natural resources in Oregon. And we have those researchers partner up with a community college partner who then teaches the teachers how they can take that and apply it in their classroom. And then the high school teachers get to take all that information and have some time to actually figure out what they would bring to their classroom based on what they just learned. So we love helping provide some professional development for those high school teachers. And then I specifically coordinate student programs. So I do like forestry field trips and natural resource competitions like Envirothon.
How do you recruit teachers for the CTE? Do all high school teachers hear about it? Or I'm just curious how that engagement happens.
Yeah, so we work closely with the Oregon Department of Education, and they have a big push for helping CTE teachers start teaching in the different subjects, including forestry and natural resources. Since partnering with them, we have over 30 programs of study that are teaching forestry and natural resources in high school. So when we try to get teachers to come to our conference and to participate in Envirothon, we work with ODE to see who those teachers are and where we could have emerging programs. We just had a teacher last year come out from Elgin, and she is already doing a lot of the forestry teaching, but it wasn't under the career and technical education umbrella. Mm-hmm. So that's when we have an emerging program and we try to help transition them to get that umbrella under them so then they can receive more funding for that program. The conference that we put on, any teacher can participate in the conference. And a lot of them are not only CTE teachers, but also environmental science, or maybe they have an environmental science club that they do after school mm-hmm. or something like that. And then those mm-hmm. clubs or teachers can also participate in Envirothon. It's open to anyone.
So you're stationed at the Oregon Garden, which is in Silverton. Could you explain OFRI's relationship with the Oregon Garden?
So OFRI is, with our 9 staff members, we are based out of 2 locations, one in Portland, and like you mentioned, down here in Silverton at the Oregon Garden. And being stationed at the Oregon Garden really allows us to walk the talk. So we keep saying we want all students to be forest literate by the time they graduate. And this allows us to run our own program to help reach that goal. So we partnered with the Oregon Garden early on when they started creating it back in 2001. And they had a overgrown Christmas tree farm at one end of the garden, and they didn't know what they were going to do with it. So OFRI stepped in and said, hey, can we help manage this and then also use it as a teaching forest in years to come? So we've been partnered with them for a long time and using that 15-acre forest to help bring students, teachers, and adults who might own forest land to help learn more about forests and forestry. It's very convenient because it's in a convenient location where you don't have to drive 15 miles down a gravel road to go out into the forest. It's kind of in a nice spot in the Willamette Valley, easy access, and anyone can get into it.
How accessible is that forest for people that are differently abled?
We have pathways that are all graveled, and so wheelchairs can make it on it. And it's a very kind of flat landscape, so it's pretty accessible for all.
What programs does OFRI offer at the Oregon Garden, and who can access those programs?
The program that I coordinate is called the Oregon Garden Natural Resources Education Program. And this is a forestry field trip for 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students. We generally see anyone in the Mid-Willamette Valley who can make it to the garden within a school day and make it back home. Buses really kind of limit who we see. And while they're here, they get to learn all about wildlife, plant and animal adaptations, food webs, and healthy forests, which all align with the current Oregon science standards. Mm-hmm. So it's a good motivation for teachers to come out if they are meeting those science standards. And we have many returning visitors that come back every year. Another program we have, as we mentioned earlier, is called Oregon Envirothon. This is the statewide high school competition for students. It's a one-day event in May, but the students spend all year long preparing for it because they have to learn skills in soils, aquatics, forestry, wildlife, and a rotating current issue that happens each year. This is a competition where the qualifier, so whoever wins for Oregon, actually gets to move on to nationals. And this year, nationals is happening in New York. So we're going to see who's going to be moving on next year this summer to New York and compete against the rest of the nation. It really provides them the hands-on piece of jobs that they might do in the future. Like if they're interested at all in wildlife, it gives them the skills to know what a wildlife biologist does and helps them prepare for that next step, which might either be college or, you know, a technical job or anything to kind of get them a head start into the field of natural resources. And another fun day that we have that we coordinate here at the Oregon Garden is called Homeschool Day. This happens every September to kind of kick off the school year. And we offer it for students from 5 years old to 12 years old. And this is just a fun way to try to capture our homeschool audience in a natural resource educational day. So we invite them all out, and with our partners, we provide education stations throughout the garden where they do hands-on activities. And it's really fun because we get a lot of requests for homeschooler students to come out here with like one or two kids. But when we can bring them all on the same day, they get a lot more opportunities to learn more from other specialists that we partner with, such as Marion Soil and Water Conservation District.
I was impressed with how many people were there this fall for the homeschool day. And I'm wondering about how many people show up on a typical year for homeschool day.
It's been growing each year. We've been doing homeschool day since before I was here. So it's kind of a staple here at the garden, and we're getting up to around 800 people attending for that one day. So it gets pretty busy. Another educational opportunity that we have is outdoor school. And we have partnered with the Salem-Keizer Outdoor School Coalition, which is made up of agencies and organizations around Marion County to help provide outdoor school for students. We do this in a unique way because they travel to different field sites each day of their outdoor school. So Oregon Garden is just one stop, and then they might move on to Minto Brown, the 4-H Center, and Keizer Rapids Park. So this is a newer program that we started just before the pandemic, but it allows Salem-Keizer students to really get an idea of the natural resources that are in their area. Then they get to learn from experts in the field who are actually have careers in those fields. And so it's a great way to connect students to careers at an early age. And the last event that is notable that OFRI partners with the Oregon Garden to provide is the Earth Day event. That happens every April, and this is open to the general public to come in and enjoy a day of learning about conservation and stewardship and all the great programs and organizations that are doing great work out there around stewardship. That's happening on April 20th, and we'd love to see all of you out there.
So does OFRI offer funding for field trip transportation?
Yeah, OFRI knows that the best way to learn about the forest is to be out in them. Every year, we allocate about $100,000 just for buses to help teachers get their students outdoors. To get this reimbursement, you either have to be attending a forestry field trip, kind of like what I provide, or taking your students out there and teaching about the forest. So many teachers will put on their own field trip at a forest close to them, and then we provide the busing reimbursement to get them out there. You can apply for this bus reimbursement on our website, which is learnforests.org. And that's forests with an S, it's plural. On that same website, there are so many other free educational resources and materials. So please check it out. We'll send them to you for free.
You're listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming on KMUZ.org. If you're just tuning in, my name is Heath Kerstead, and I'm here talking with Ricky Heath of Oregon Forest Resources Institute, OFRI, about the resources available to support forestry education. Before the break, you were telling us about the extensive programming OFRI offers on-site at the Oregon Garden. I can't imagine that you run all these events by yourself. Please tell us about your team.
It's certainly a team effort. As I said before, we partner really closely with the Oregon Garden Foundation, especially when it comes to the forestry field trip I run out of here. OFRI provides the coordinator, which is me. I coordinate the program, and then the Oregon Garden funds the education staff. There's about three staff from them and me, and we try to reach almost 4,000 students every year through this natural resources education program. So we're really grateful for them. And then there's, of course, the rest of the OFRI team. As I mentioned, I'm in Silverton at the Oregon Garden, and also down here is our landowner education program, which includes the director of forestry and the landowner education manager. Up in Portland, at our Portland office, we have our administrations team and our communications team. And then my partner, Nori Demio-Ediger, who is the director of K-12. So we're kind of split and we're all working hard to get out all these programs that we've been talking about. Really, the people who are doing the meat of our program are all of our partner organizations. We partner very closely with forestry field trips across the state. These include places like Port Blakely, Forest Today and Forever, Starker Forest, Hopkins Demonstration Forest, and really try to help get as many students out to those programs as we can. We also partner with local organizations around Marion County to help provide those things like Homeschool Day and Envirathon. And so those include people like the Outdoor School Coalition, BLM, NRCS, OSU, Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. So many local partners that really help us make these events possible. And without all of them, we couldn't reach as many Oregonians as we do. So we're so thankful to them, to the work that they do.
I just have to say that from the meetings I've had with your team at the Oregon Garden, they're just such talented people that I feel it's a really valuable resource, and I really appreciate the partnership. Do you have any stories to share about special moments in the Rediscovery Forest?
I love working out in the forest with students, especially because when we're out there as a group, we can discover so much more than an individual. The kids have found bones and fur and antlers, newts and frogs and snakes, rabbits, lots of scat, and nests that are up in the trees and down in the ground. And it's so fun and fulfilling to see those students light up when they find one of those natural treasures. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things. But I also love it when the forest is quiet, and the winter is a really good time for that. I love it when it's either muddy or frosty or even the occasional snow out here. I love seeing all the tracks that are along the trails and to see who is really out there living in the forest. So I encourage you to come out and see them for yourself.
So what do you love best about your job, Ricky?
Just like I was saying before, I love seeing the students experience the forest. I think everyone comes to the outdoors with different backgrounds and experiences. And my goal is for them to leave with a great memory and a bit of curiosity for the natural world and how things work. So helping students get out there and be curious and look around and just take a moment to slow down really makes me so happy, because it's like seeing the forest through a student's eyes, mm-hmm. where it's just new and fresh. It's just so fun to see that come through them. And then they have a positive memory around the forest, which is exactly what I want them to do. I want them to figure out how to connect with the forest.
Are there any initiatives or shifts in how OFRI operates that you are really excited about?
So OFRI just went through a strategic planning process, which was really fun. And as our team got to kind of go through this with our board of directors, it was fun to kind of shape what our plan is going to be for the next 5 years. One of the things that Nori and I at the K-12 team really wanted to see how we can reach more Oregonians across the state. There's just two of us, and it's really hard to see the places and areas that we don't have anything going on. So we want to expand our reach. We're still kind of trying to figure out what that might be, but it might be through new partners, new materials, and definitely some new ideas. So we're really looking forward to seeing how this plan progresses over the next 5 years.
Do you have any tips or advice for people who might be interested in a career in environmental education?
Start working outdoors with students in any capacity that you can right now. For me, it started when I was doing the Youth Conservation Corps crew, and I've also volunteered in many outdoor events, and it really helps you understand the outdoor education world and how you could be capturing the hearts and minds of your students, and then all of a sudden, a deer will run behind you, and it will throw the whole class off course, and you'll have to shift gears and start teaching about something else and to recapture them. And I just think that it's really fun because every day is different. Even though you might be teaching the same subjects, it's all place-based and what's going on out there in the moment. I also think that volunteering would be a great way to start. We have many opportunities here at the Oregon Garden. You can come volunteer for Earth Day or some of those events I mentioned, like Envirothon, and just get a taste of what it's like to help students learn outdoors.
Great advice. And finally, what is one action you would encourage people to take in relation to the work you do?
I have a lot of action items that I tell my students, such as picking up the litter, planting trees, or leaving no trace in the forest. But I think what I really want people to take away is to think about why they enjoy the forest. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to invite you to tell us why you enjoy the forest.
Okay, so turning the tables, I love the forest, and I love the way the light shines through the trees, especially in the fall. And when the leaves are falling out of the trees, just slowly wafting their way down, I find that to be really magical. And I also really love forest understory plants and like the little mushrooms and things that you see, the teeny tiny things that are all around you and just there for you to discover. That's what I love, is just how much of a treasure hunt it is when you're out in the woods.
What I love about the forest is getting to spend time in them. I run out in the forest and I appreciate the different ages of forests, because sometimes it's really, really cold in the deep, dense forest and so much warmer in the more young forest. I love that you get to see tracks along the way and just the ability to know that it's an ecosystem that's working and changing all the time. And I love to hear people's answers, because it really varies amongst the people that you talk to. And it allows me to open up the conversation that we all come into a forest with different values and viewpoints. And so it's easier to understand why forests are managed so differently. It's not just one prescription. Every landowner has different goals and different objectives that they want to reach. And so if you go into a forest with that open mind of what is this landowner trying to reach, it helps you understand why forests and forest management can be very important in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so my hope is that all Oregonians will gain a better understanding and appreciation of the forests and all that they provide.
Ricky, thank you so much for taking some time to share your light with us. We're grateful for the community of conservation-minded folks who listen to this show and who work and volunteer in natural resources fields. If you would like more information about any of the topics covered today, please visit the Oregon Forest Resources Institute website at oregonforests.org. That's forests with an S. In particular, you can check out all of OFRI's forest educational materials in the K-12 section of the website. And if you'd like to provide support to pollinators, birds, and other wildlife, hop on Marion SWCD's website now to place an order for native plants, which will be available for pickup at Bauman's Farm and Garden on March 1st and 2nd. That's www.marionswcd.net. If you liked what you heard here on the Conservation Spotlight, tune in to KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM on the third Wednesday of every month at 8 a.m. during Willamette Wake Up. Thank you for listening to the Conservation Spotlight, and keep your light shining.